Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts of both programs, 1360KHNC.com. And weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program is aired on radio, 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. The KHNC station. The first hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcast section, Present Truth site. In Colorado, Donald Trump holds a rally this afternoon right here in Colorado. We were expecting real fair weather, and now it looks like it could rain. Interesting. Donald Trump, the great prophecy in the New Testament about Donald Trump, the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the seven kings, or the seven last presidents of the United States, Donald Trump being number seven. Then, for the Jewish people in the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 8, First Kings chapter 8, this was on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple. King David began building the temple, told God that he would build a temple to honor the God of Israel, the God of the Jewish people. David didn't finish it. King Solomon finished it, and he dedicated it. Trying to remember how many years ago that dedication took place. Was it 3,100 years ago? But he addresses the Jewish people, the family, the children of Israel. The temple was the focal point of the Jewish religion. It would be the site where God would meet with them in his temple, in the Holy of Holies. And on the dedication, Solomon is speaking right from and right before in the Temple Mount, facing the people are facing Solomon, speaking on the steps outside of where the Holy of Holies is positioned. And because this applies to Donald Trump, he's in that prophecy, he's in that declaration. He's in King Solomon's address to the children of Israel. And he tells the Jewish people that in the future, things are going to happen. You're going to offend God. God will punish you. You will be taken out of Israel to other nations, but you'll return and you'll offend God again. You'll be scattered, but you'll return again. But through the course of history, at any time when you need God's help, you pray toward the temple, and the God of heaven will hear you and answer your prayers. At the end of the address, he says something very strange. This is in verse 41, 1 Kings 8, 41. He said, "Moreover, along with what I presented, in addition to, this is concerning a stranger who is not Hebrew, who is not of your people, Israel. But the stranger comes from a distant, a far country, for the sake of your name." And he's speaking to God, to Yahweh, and he's coming in the name of Yahweh. But he is not Hebrew. He's a foreigner. He is one of an individual from the nations of the Gentile people. but he comes from a far country for the sake of your name, for your active presence, for the reality of who you are. He will come to Israel in the future, distant. Verse 42, for at a distance, these many people will hear of your great name. And this means the people of the world will hear of the great name of the God of Israel. As you reveal yourself, and God began to reveal himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he says, your strong hand and your outstretched arm, this also is a way in which you reveal yourself. And when he shall pray toward this house or toward the temple. So this stranger is coming from a distant land. He hears and knows and has a active revelation and realization of who this God of Israel is. And he comes from this far country to pray toward the temple. Now, this was kind of odd to the children of Israel, because Solomon had just presented that when you, the Hebrew people, when you pray, God will answer your prayers. But now this individual who's not Hebrew, who is not of the children or lineage of the children of Israel, he's coming, and it's odd, but he's going to pray toward the temple also. You'll pray when you're scattered throughout the nations, and God will hear your prayers. But this man is coming to the temple site area to pray toward the temple. He's coming to Israel. This is kind of a strange, this is a strange concept. And we're going to go to a break here. I just finished reading 1 Kings 8:42. I'm going to go to the next verse when we get back. The stranger is Donald J. Trump, who is in Denver, Colorado, at a rally today.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Fall is for planting during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and choose a second tree for only 50 cents. These are perfect trees for your yard, farm, ranch, or mountain property. Six-year-old, 4 to 5 foot tall evergreen trees now get two for only $4.20. Choose from Black Hill Spruce, Montrose Spire White Spruce, and Columnar Norway Spruce. It's a 50-cent tree sale at the Tree Farm. Come see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from 1 to 2? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extra extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Continuing, I figured you'd probably want to know the two prophecies about Donald Trump, one in the New Testament in the book of Revelation, the second in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The stranger, Solomon referred to him as a stranger who had come from a distant land, a far country. He's not Jewish. He's not of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a member of the Gentile nations, but he is a very powerful figure or king, as we would call it, a president of another nation. And for some reason, this individual would come to honor the God of Israel and to pray toward the temple. Verse 43. And Solomon says another thing about this individual from the Gentile nations. He says, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger asks of you. The stranger is praying, and Solomon is saying to God, to whom he is presenting to the children of Israel, Lord or God, Yahweh, when this man prays to you where you dwell in your heaven, yes, he's praying toward the temple, but hear him in your heaven and do all according to all that the stranger asks of you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name. Donald Trump came to honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Donald Trump also, as a believer, honors the Father, honors God through Jesus Christ, that the earth may know your name and your revelation, the revelation of your existence and your reality, then that they would fear and revere you, as do your people Israel, and may know and comprehend that this house which I have built is called by your name and contains the token of your presence. So Donald Trump is coming as a Christian man, as a believer in Messiah, to Israel to pray toward the temple. So Solomon is presenting a stranger that would come at a future time. I think it was in May 2017, Donald Trump's first trip abroad. The second leg of the trip was to visit Israel. The first leg of the trip, which was on a Friday, late Thursday, Friday, was to visit King Solomon in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And for the Christian people, you will find this interesting. God had told Abraham had a son, his first son, through the Egyptian woman Hagar. His name was Ishmael. And eventually, Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael, sent them off And but God told Hagar in a vision, in a dream, or in a visit, that her son Ishmael would be the head of many princes. There would be 12 children. They would be princes in the future through time, and especially at the end of the world, or before Christ would come a second time, which is our present time. Donald Trump, in that visit to King Solomon in the great palace, when he landed, was treated like royalty, great honor, great respect. He was treated as the individual that had the dignity of the President of the United States. In his own country, he was ridiculed, mocked, lied about, attacked. But in Saudi Arabia, visiting now with King Solomon, one of the descendants of Ishmael, Donald Trump would address all the Arab world. He would speak to them the next day, I believe it was, in this great palace, beautiful, beautiful, fantastic, massive auditorium, not an auditorium, it had to be a palace. And he addressed all of the Arab leaders, kings, princes, ministers. He addressed the whole family of Ishmael and Jacob's twin brother, Esau, all of the Arab world. He was invited by King Solomon, to speak, but treated with great dignity, great respect. And here, Donald J. Trump, on the first leg of about a 4-day, 5-day trip, 6 days, he is speaking to the families of Ishmael and the families of Lot and Esau in this great, big, beautiful hall. And he was treated like honored above all you can even imagine. Here, and the prophecy of Ishmael and his children becoming princes and being powerful people and having glory in the world is now fulfilled. The whole world can see that what God told Hagar 3,500 years ago, he told Hagar, 3,700 years, your son will bear princes that will be great, and they will be blessed. And Donald Trump is speaking to those children, to those families. The promise was fulfilled. And then Donald Trump makes an agreement with them, the Abrahamic Accords. You see, the Arab peoples are going into the millennial kingdom. What is not going into the millennial kingdom when Christ returns is the religion of Islam. That will not go into the kingdom of heaven. The Arab people, the children of Ishmael, will go in, of Lot, of Moab, of Ammon. Some will go in, many will go in. 2 days later, Donald Trump flies to Tel Aviv. He lands in Tel Aviv, and he goes to fulfill the prophecy in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2, and 3, to pray toward the temple. Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama, had visited the temple but never prayed toward the temple during his presidency. Carter, I think, Bush, Clinton, they went, but they never prayed toward the temple during their administrations. the only one of the previous six presidents, or prior to Donald Trump, none of these previous presidents had fulfilled that prophecy. Donald Trump went to the Western Wall. He prayed toward the temple, fulfilling this prophecy of the stranger. Left a little note in the wall. And after he left, just like always, everyone runs to find out what he wrote on that piece of paper. And it was recorded that when they read it, it said, Donald Trump had prayed and asked for wisdom. He needed wisdom as president of this country. The same prayer Solomon had prayed. He asked God to give him wisdom to rule the great and mighty people. And Donald Trump, that was his request. Solomon said, Lord, whatever the man prays and requests of you, answer that prayer. And God did answer that prayer. Donald Trump did have wisdom during the 4 years that he was allowed to, uninterrupted, allowed to rule this great nation with these great people. And the next day, Donald Trump goes to the Holocaust Museum. He's met with the an entourage of the Jewish political leaders. And in that meeting, and during the time he was in Israel, Donald Trump, knowingly or unknowingly, which I don't know that he knew this, and the world probably doesn't know this, all of the 12 tribes of Israel were represented. All of them. Even the one tribe that was kicked out of the lineage of the 12 children, Dan, even some of the lineage of Dan was there. The lineage that brought witchcraft into the families of Israel. Dan, the one who served Satan. And these family members, these ancient family members of Dan, who is excluded from the New Jerusalem, his name is not mentioned because he led God's family, these children, Hebrew families, into witchcraft. And Dan will, these people of Dan, of the tribe of Dan, they're the ones that are going to open their arms to Antichrist, to the coming Antichrist out of America in the future. They will receive him with open arms to set up a demonic, satanic empire in the nation of Israel in Jerusalem. But Donald Trump, all the 12 tribes of Israel, there are 13 actually, but one is cut out. He, like Judas Iscariot, was at one time an apostle, but eventually he was eliminated. He went out and hung himself, and he was replaced by Matthias. Well, the tribe of Dan is replaced by Matthias, Manasseh. He's replaced by Manasseh. But all of these 12 tribes of Israel were represented. They all met with the stranger. All of these 12 tribes. So Donald Trump meets with the princes of Ishmael. Now he comes to meet with all of the tribes and the families of Abraham, Isaac, and the families of Jacob. Very, very detailed, this account in 1 Kings 8, verse 41, 2, and 3. Very detailed. And Donald Trump, who's meeting right here today in Denver, Colorado, probably unknowingly, is that stranger who would pray toward the temple. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The first hour of today's program will air again this evening at 6 p.m. on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, the KHNC station. Podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is aired on the podcast section also. So, this gives you a view of who this stranger that King Solomon was praying about on the day of the dedication of his temple, of the temple. They prayed to the temple, the Jewish people still to this day. And Donald Trump came to pray toward the temple. Now, the prophecy was Solomon was right there in the vicinity looking at the on the temple site. The Jewish people that were there, all of the families, they were on that site. But Donald Trump says he would come and pray toward the temple. In other words, there would be no prayer allowed right there at the temple itself. So it would be from a distance. and he had to pray from a distance, fulfilling the prophecy perfectly. Very intricate, very detailed, precise. So now Donald Trump has now come and is in the, with the families of all of the children of Jacob, all of the families that are in Revelation, mentioned in Revelation chapter 7, 12,000, or there's 12 tribes. The tribes are mentioned in Revelation chapter 12. In that in the vision that John documented, we see once again God's feeling toward the Jewish people. His feeling is they are all numbered, and then they are all sealed to protect them. So for the Christian people and the people of the world that think that God has abandoned Israel, that they are no longer part of his plan, well, read Revelation chapter 7. Not only does God mention all of the 12, or John doesn't, not only does he document all of the 12 children of Israel, their names, and that they are all sealed. There will be 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, and these people will be sealed and protected from what? From the coming Antichrist, or the son of perdition, as they would phrase it in the Jewish thought, the son of perdition, or the abomination of desolation would be more precise. The abomination of desolation, the individual who will come to Israel, declare himself to be God in the temple, and set up an image. The abomination of desolation. And these 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes have a seal on them to be protected from the armies of Antichrist. Well, this is what God feels to this day. This is what Jesus Christ felt about the Jewish people. He was telling John they're going to be protected. So Donald J. Trump, he meets initially with the princes of Ishmael. Now he's meeting with the princes, the children of Israel, all 12 families. Then he leaves and he goes to Italy. He meets with the people in Italy. I think the president. But he does something very interesting. He goes to the Vatican to meet with Pope, well, Francis. There are many in the Catholic Church worldwide that do not recognize Francis as the legitimate Pope. They don't recognize him. The papal seat is empty. Donald Trump goes to the Vatican to meet with Francis. Now, Donald Trump is a member of the Evangelical Churches of America. He is a born-again individual. He is a evangelical. He's not a Catholic, not a Lutheran. He's not a Greek Orthodox. He's evangelical. And as a representative of Christ, not only does he meet with the sons of Ishmael, the princes, and the children of the families of Jacob, he meets with them as a representative, as a ambassador of Christ, you might say, but he's a civil servant. But still, nevertheless, spiritually, as a believer, he's meeting with these families, showing that, and with each visit, he blesses all of the people in the Arab nations. He prays a great blessing on them, that may God keep them, and that may God protect them from the terrorists, extreme terrorism. He blesses the children of Israel. Now he's meeting with Francis. The Catholic Church is in the book of Revelation. It's called Thyatira. It's the fourth church. It's not the oldest church. It's the biggest church. It's the big brother. Thyatira is the Catholic Church. And he goes to meet with the Pope, the vicar of the Catholic Church. And Donald Trump, as an ambassador of Christ, but in a civilian capacity as a president of the United States, he visits with John, or with Francis. I was going to say John Paul. Francis. The Catholic people, they worldwide, they don't look, they don't follow politics. But now, if somebody important meets with the Pope, now that's a different matter. So the whole world now, the Catholic world, is watching what happens in Rome at the Vatican. Here, the false shepherd Francis, again, to the Catholic audience, there are many, many bishops, cardinals, that do not recognize Francis. There are many millions and millions of Catholics that do not recognize him. He's a globalist, and he's pretty much Antichrist by the things that we've been witnessing over the last 2 years. But Donald Trump is representing the evangelical churches to the Catholic people, because there is going to be a, well, I'll be back. The music's going to interfere with your thought. I'll be back.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The P.E. Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Stop the thing that you do.
Okay, to continue with the Catholic Church. So Donald Trump now, as an evangelical, is meeting with the big brother of the seven churches documented in Revelation chapter 1. All of these seven churches, these lampstands. Donald Trump is there representing Christ to the Catholic people in the position of President of the United States of America. He's an ambassador. Every born-again Christian is an ambassador of Christ's. We are here to represent Christ in a righteous and holy and honorable way, which we don't, sorry to say. But anyhow, he's meeting, and all of the Catholic people internationally are watching the Pope meeting with the President of the United States of America. Very interesting, Donald Trump, as this ambassador, is visiting with these very important people and the churches of Thyatira. Then Donald Trump eventually goes to visit with all the heads, I think it was the G7, or of the countries, the economic blocs, the group in Europe. What was it, the G7? I'm trying to remember. But in that meeting, now Donald Trump is meeting with all of the royals, all of these families of Europe that have been the ruling families for roughly thousands of years, and most of them are in the occult. They are in secret societies. They are occult families. And here, Donald Trump now is meeting with basically the occult world in Europe. These very powerful leaders of Europe. I don't think it was the EU. I don't think it was the EU leaders. I think it was G7. I have to go back and look. Nevertheless, the point is, Christ, his desire is to meet with the Arab nations, the Jewish people in Israel and internationally, the Catholic peoples, and the peoples of Europe that are involved in the occult. Many of these people, deep, 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 generations in the occult, in secret societies, even in the Catholic Church, there are those that know the deep things of Satan in the Catholic Church, meaning the deep witchcraft within Catholicism. But there are those that don't know the deep things of Satan. These are the people Christ is coming to protect and redeem. And in the European, with the group that he met with, he is telling them, Christ is reaching out to them through this evangelical president, reaching out to them. He's the only evangelical in the president, starting from Carter to Trump. Trump is the only born again president. Obama claimed to be a Christian. No. Same with the Bush, both of them. Same with Bill Clinton. Same with Reagan. Reagan was not a Christian. Neither was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is what is called, he has a social gospel. It is he's a good man doing good, but good is not necessarily God. God is good, but good is not necessarily God. Even the wicked can do good things. So Donald Trump, in that visit, in that trip overseas, he was able to, I think he met in Italy with the G7. Then he went into Europe to meet with another group. I can't remember. It's slipping my mind. Don't worry though, it won't slip too far away. But he meets with the fifth group, once again representing and basically telling them, oh, it was the group, the NATO group. You're going to cough up cash. We're tired of paying your military dues. You're going to have to kick in, or you're going to have to ante up. You're going to have to start paying. We're not covering the tab anymore. And it was that group, the NATO bloc. You need to start funding NATO. We're not going it alone any longer. And they did. They began to give part of their GDP to the war, to their militaries, for the sake of the NATO alliance. So he met with these five, and he was the representative president of the United States in his civil position, but at the same time there was a spiritual component. He was also there representing as an ambassador of Christ, but not in the sense of a theocracy. That's another story. No, that's not what he is to do. He may have been tricked a little bit by some of the dominionists in the evangelical churches and Catholic churches and all the other churches, but that's another story. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. And your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone,
Okay, I wanted to present that also, not only did Donald Trump meet with King Salman in Saudi Arabia, then with Netanyahu in Israel, but he met with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority also. And then he did go to Italy to meet with the Prime Minister of Italy personally. Then he did go to the Vatican. And then he went to Vatican City. Well, actually, he met with the Pope. Then he went to the NATO summit. I thought I was wrong. How would I doubt myself? Then he went to meet with the NATO members in Brussels. And there, with these occult people, he was basically warning them. And then, you know, they don't like him because they know that they know he's a Christian. The Christian people don't know he's a Christian. But these people in the occult, they know people who are Christians. That's their duty. They know the spirit that is in a true Christian, a believer. They know the Holy Spirit is in these people. They don't like it. And we, Christian people, should know the people in the occult. We should know and have the discernment to know who, what spirit is in them, an Antichrist spirit. Then Donald Trump returns home. And then Donald Trump flies to Denver, Colorado on his own jet to have a rally this afternoon in Aurora. So this king, this noble king of America, which King Solomon didn't know how to present him, he called him a stranger. This stranger is coming to Denver this afternoon. He's in town already. And station manager, J.D., and Craig James will be on site with Lauren Boebert this afternoon, interviewing him, probably here in the next hour. And they will be talking most likely to the stranger. Maybe I should be there in Denver, and maybe I could talk to the stranger too, but I need to be here telling you who the stranger is. That's my duty. The stranger, King Solomon's stranger, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2 and 3. King Solomon's stranger, the noble king, according to the children, the princes of Ishmael, Donald J. Trump, the noble king, the honorable king, the king with dignity. They showed him great honor, great respect when those back in empire treat him as someone not worthy to be president. They are the ones who are mistaken. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled